Okay, we're going to have to talk for a minute. We have had a slight malfunction on the guitar. We have a broken string. Luckily, Jorge's really, really fast at putting them back on. It's impressive. We should time him.
And luckily, Melissa's good at the little happy pattern.
So, actually, I could tell you a little bit about the song we just played. That is a cumbia rhythm that does come to us from Colombia. It is probably the best known, most popular rhythm to come out of Colombia ever. Yeah, I can speak English.
Cumbia.
Cumbia. Good for dancing. Good for playing, good for singing. I think Paul should sing a solo now.
But he can't play the saxophone and sing too.
Have you ever asked him to?
Can you, Paul?
Paul is a very multi-talented
individual.
Actually, I can tell the story about how he met Roger. How many people have ever seen Roger before in this crowd? Because he is probably the most well-known tuba player on the face of the earth. Seriously.
Is that what we are?
Only because the mothership forgot to come back and get you.
Oh no.
But no, actually, we found Roger completely by accident. And tubeless, actually, when we found him. We had gone Wednesday nights, we sing at this little cafe in Squirrel Hill. It's just a Latin jam session. Everybody comes and brings their instruments, and whoever comes and plays and sits. It's the Tango Cafe. Down on the corner of Murray and Forward. And actually, there is a Tango Cafe person back there. A couple of them. One of them actually works there. But we came in early one night, we were working on a piece of music, and the only chair left was by the guy who was sitting on his laptop, facing the wall, working really hard. He's like, we're really going to bug this guy. So we sat
down. Pretending to work here.
But he looked really good. So we start to play, and we're practicing a new one, so it wasn't very good. Then we did one we knew. But you can tell the whole time, he's working, but he's working like this. So he's not really working. Second song, he turns around with this huge grin on his face, sits there the whole entire song, applauds madly at the end, pretty much the only person in the cafe who applauded at that point, and then he runs out the door. Leaves everything laying, laptop, papers, work, and just runs away. Okay, is that good? Is that bad? We don't know. So, but 10 minutes later, he strolls casually back in the door, carrying a tuba. Not everybody can be casual with a tuba.
Frankly, nobody even noticed.
And it turns out that his specialty is the same as my specialty, which is Brazilian jazz, of all things. So we had a really good night of just playing around and singing, and Paul and Jorge showed up later, and the rest is history. So now we have a tuba player.
Thank you, Melissa. She just made that story up.
did not. Jorge, aren't you done yet? Is the pressure on?
So you can talk about the history.
The history based on it. Actually, yeah, we could do that too. This could be a really long show. So, well, the three of us actually sing in the Latin American choir of Pittsburgh too. I had been in for about a year when Paul and Jorge showed up, and we had our spring concert, and I played a little drum in the spring concert, and Paul and Jorge got invited to do some Colombian music. Every summer there's a Colombian Independence Day festival held by Colombia in Pittsburgh. And so they said, you know what, yeah, we can use a drum. Why don't you come drum with us? I said, okay, sure. And then we went and we played and we had a lot of fun. And then we were a band. And then a year later we had a name. And that's a really long guitar string, Jorge. There are actually like 8 feet more of guitar string than you ever need.
The repertoire is over. The repertoire of stories.
Yeah, I won't be speaking for the rest of the show. That's it. I shot it all right now.
Promise.
But did you ever notice that even though there are 8 more feet of guitar string than what you need, it only ever breaks in the place that you can't just slide it down and tie it onto the end? I don't know why that is. Now he has to tune. And actually, he's going to have to tune every song from now on. Is that the string that was always out of tune? That might have been the problem. It might have been the right one.
How do you came up with the name
Besame? Oh, the name Besame? We actually, we went around in circles. We couldn't figure out what we wanted to call ourselves. We were making up words, we were picking words, and Paul kept saying, you know, I like the song Bésame Mucho. And I kept saying, you know what, I don't. Because it's, number one, it's a song. It's a song we don't sing yet. And it's also not Colombian. And so finally we said, well, what if we just take off the mucho and just say Bésame, which means kiss. And we did that, and it worked. And now every time we say our name, anybody who speaks Spanish goes, wait, wait, it's sounding almost tuned.
Roger just broke the string.
Roger.
I have
blue. And the funny thing is, we came and warmed up and practiced for like an hour, and the guitar string couldn't have broken during the hour that we had. That sounds too. So now were you all flustered?
And you won't believe the story, but I thought that would happen today. So after the concert, I can read the cards today. You will.
but it's only psychic if you tell people before it happens. You can't wait till after and say, I knew that was going to happen. That doesn't
happen. You're open with the water.
I'm glad I amused me. No.